Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for light for night and motivation, Father God, to come out of these words, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. It's Psalm 109 and it's 18 to 20.
He clothed himself with cursing as his coat. May it soak into his body like water, like oil into his bones. May it be like a garment that he wraps around him, like a belt that he puts on every day. May this be his reward of my accusers from the Lord, of those who speak evil against my life.
He's just still speaking bitterness and in unforgiveness. And what did you say about bitterness and unforgiveness?
Bitterness is like drinking poison and thinking the other person will die.
And that's it. We can understand that what you sow, you're going to reap. So you've got to get away out of this pity party. You've got to flee from unforgiveness and bitterness. It's not part of the goodness of God and the armor that we've got to put on. And just as we can see here negatively, where when you take hold of these things, it sinks into your body and even it makes you weary. It makes you sick. It's to a detriment to your health. And in the same way, when we take on the praises of God, the goodness of God, and we choose to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, we start to be take hold of put the word of God on our mouth like a rudder. It changes your whole destiny. You could be upset, you could be down, you could be you're bitter, but immediately as you start praising God and say, thank you, Lord, that you're for me and not against me. You've started a work in my life. Thank you. I'm not the person I used to be that could meditate on the wrong things. I meditate on your love that takes me through the storms. That I meditate on your love that takes me through the fire. So I thank you for your goodness and I thank you for your presence and your provision. And then you see your life is like a ship that was going towards the rocks, but now you've turned the rudder and you're taking hold of God instead. You're taking hold of his promises instead. And remember, it's through his great and precious promises you escape the corruption that is in the world. So that's your answer, always to go into the goodness of God and speak that over your life. And then immediately the emotions, the will, the intellect, everything will then come in line again with the Spirit of God. So put on the garment for the Spirit of heaviness. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We pray that you give us the desire and the power to forgive our accusers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.